Narayana namaskritya narunchevam narutamam devim saraswati vyasam tatvajayam udhirayat nashta praisu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhavata udhamastuke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Hare Krishna, dear devotees, good morning. This Bhagavatam class is from Canto 1, Chapter 14, Text 11. O Vakshi Bhavo Mahyam Sporantyanga Puna Puna Vepatushchapi Hridaye Arad Dashanti Vipriyam Urvakshi bhavo mahyam spurantyanga puna puna vepatushchapi hridaye aradasyanti vipriyam Urvakshi bhavo mahyam spurantyanga puna puna vepatushchapi hridaye aradasyanti vipriyam Hare Krishna. Word for word translation. Uru, thighs. Akshi, eyes. Vahava, the arms. Mahyam, in my. Spuranti, quivering. Anga, left side of the body. Puna, puna, again and again. Vipathu, palpitations. Cha, also. Api, certainly. Hridaye, in the heart. Arat, due to fear. Dashanti, indicating. Vipriyam, undesirables. Translation by Svangis A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The left side of my body, my thighs, arms, and eyes are all quivering again and again. I'm having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Material existence is full of undesirables. Things we do not want are forced upon us by some superior energy. And we do not see that these undesirables are under the grip of the three modes of material nature. When a man's left eye, arm, and thigh all quiver constantly, one must know that something is going to happen which is undesirable. These undesirables are compared to fire in a forest. No one goes into the forest to set fires, but fires automatically take place in the forest, creating inconceivable calamities for the living beings in the forest. Such a fire cannot be extinguished by any human effort. The fire can be extinguished only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends clouds to pour water on the forest. Similarly, undesirable happenings in life cannot be checked by any number of plans. Such miseries can be removed only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends his bona fide representatives to enlighten human beings and thus save them from all calamities. Oma ginati mirandasya, yana ginashalakaya, chakshuo militam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Chichitani marubhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dhanati swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala. Shri Guru Vaisavam Shcha. Shri Guru Pasakajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam. Tadmetam Sabadutam Paritana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Raha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sivishakam Vitam Shcha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopikanta Radha Kanta Namusute Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhan Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priya Pancha Kalpatrubhischa Kripa Sundhivya Evacha Titanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रश्नाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवीरांत स्वामी इति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवारी पश्चात्या देशचारिणी, मो महाबल न्याय कृष्ण प्रेम पदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गुणचिसे नमः, आनंद निर्माय विग्रहाय हिमाव्याधिवाय चवि सुंदराय तस्मी महाप्रेम रास्पदाय चितानी चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते, चितानी चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते, चितानी चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते, चितानी चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते, हरे कृष्ण। सो द ट्रांसलेशन अगेन, The left side of my body, my thighs, arms and legs are all quivering again and again. I'm having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. So who is speaking? This would be Maharaj Yudhisthira. He is a king of Hastinapur by the will of the Lord. After the Kurukshetra war, he has been reinstated. Krishna has returned to Dwarka. Arjuna wanted to visit Krishna when he's coming back. He's come back and Arjuna is in a state of shock. And things are happening which are indicating some negativity, some undesirable things. And the body of Maharaj Yudhisthira is reacting to the undesirable things. Some may know, some may not know it, but here, Bhagavatam, as the great science, always explains things, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly. In this case, the undesirable happenings are coming because of the way Maharaj Yudhisthira is being indicated to that the undesirables are coming. The left side of his body, he says his thighs, his arms, and eyes are all quivering again and again. And heart palpitations definitely means the heart started even beating properly due to fear. Something undesirable is getting ready to happen. Now, a pure devotee always thinks about Krishna. As Rupa Goswami always says, has told us, instructed us, through Lord Chaitanya, always think of Krishna. Never forget Krishna. Serve Krishna and be very discriminating in the things that you do, meaning that you have to accept things that would help you to serve Krishna, favorable to devotional service. And those things unfavorable, that's Maya. And you stay away from those things. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, being a pure devotee, lived by that. But he's still seeing signs of bad omens. Getting ready to happen. That he's a pure devotee. So, when something undesirable is getting ready to happen, still he would think about Krishna, which is a very, very important point for us. What is Krishna's plans? What's getting ready to happen? What is Krishna planning to do? And how should I react to it? Our reaction is simple. We always should be under the protection of Krishna by surrendering to him. That is important. Surrender, as my Guru Maharaj wrote a book about it, surrender is the key to eternal life. It's the key to eternal life. When we surrender to Krishna, then we can go back home. So, this is part of Krishna's pastimes, sometimes with him directly, sometimes with his devotees. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira is feeling something is getting ready to happen which is undesirable. The most trying situation for devotees, although it also has a sweetness to it, is when Krishna leaves. But Krishna's around, Krishna's having a great time, and the people are serving his senses, and he's happy, and he's responding, and then he's gone. And when he's gone, it's like, where is Krishna? Then the situation changes from now missing. being there too, being there and relating to devotees, then it changes to now the devotees are missing it. Initially, there is trouble that comes to the heart. The gopis feel very much disturbed when Krishna leaves, especially when they're having a great time serving him the way he wants, giving all your bodies, minds, and hearts to him, and then he disappears. But as Chandramaya Swami explained, that yes, initially it's undesirable, but the missing, Krishna being missed because he's not around, that also creates a very great desire to see Krishna again. And that increases the love of the devotees for Krishna. So when Krishna disappears, it has a way of increasing the love. When Krishna comes and is relating, it's also, of course, all in a loving, devotional way from the devotees towards him. Srila Prabhupada is saying, so because of these undesirable things, he says in the purport, material existence is full of undesirables. Things we don't want are forced upon us by some superior energy. And we don't even see that these undesirables are under the grip of the three modes of material nature. The three modes of material nature handle things that are in the material world. In Prakriti Kriyamana Nigune Karmani Sarvasa Ahankara Vimudatma Kataham Iti Manyate. But a person that doesn't really understand how things work in the material world, they think that they're getting things done themselves. And then they don't realize that things are actually happening under the control of one of the three modes, or a combination of the three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance is acting at any time. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, sometimes goodness takes over and is greater than passion and ignorance. That's where we want to be. Preferably all goodness. Sometimes passion takes over goodness and ignorance. And sometimes ignorance takes over passion and goodness. Now, it is difficult to be a good person and a good citizen in the earth, or categorized that way, when you live in the mode of ignorance. That is the lowest way a person lives. Because they do harm to themselves and they do harm to other living entities, or even nature, including ones that we don't call living entities. In other words, they're destructive to themselves and destructive to nature. That's mode of ignorance. And when a person is like that, then when they leave the body, they will be punished. And not only are they punished in the hellish planet, but after the set of punishment that happens in the heavenly planet, hellish planet is not forever, by the way. God doesn't punish everybody forever. Nobody sins forever. So the whole idea, sometimes people have gotten from other religions, that you go to hell and stay forever. That would make God very, very unfair, because then the punishment would outweigh the wrongdoing. So there is a period of time, although I wouldn't wish that for my worst enemy to go to the hellish planet, because the suffering is very intense. But after that, then a person that is acting in the mode of ignorance does not come into, normally this is usually how things are done, they don't come into a body that's human. They will go into an animal body or a lower body, depending on the intensity of the mode of ignorance acts that the person committed while they were in the body. Those who don't really care and they do things negatively, they are under the mode of ignorance. Mode of passion, that's what people do on this earth. You see many people trying to shoot for sense gratification, and they work hard day and night. I want this, and I want that, and I want this, and I want that, and I work hard for it. And sometimes the things, half the things that we say we want, we don't really need to live our lives with. That's a person that's in the mode of passion. Person who's more of goodness is an overall nice person. They're tolerant. Mm-hmm. They act well for other people. They are religious. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 42, the qualities of those who more of goodness are listed there. And it's very, very desirable. Mm-hmm. So Maharaj Yudhisthira was acting in the mode of transcendence, and towards people materially, he was acting in the mode of goodness. This is the way devotees are supposed to act. Mm-hmm. So, Srila Prabhupada says, when a man's eyes and arms and thighs all quiver constantly, especially on the left side, one must know that something undesirable is going to happen. And he compared the undesirables to like a fire in the forest. People don't go to forest to set fires, but then there's a fire. Well, next thing you know, big, big fire. And it's very difficult, even in advanced countries, to try to control fire. And fire has broken out this time where the news on the whole world can be, you know, brought to your TV through the internet. We see that this occurs quite a bit around the world. Quite a bit around the world. Australia went through a period of time where just a good bit, acres and acres and acres and acres of land were burned and they couldn't control the fire. California goes through it. Mm-hmm. So much, and especially sometimes even from a volcano, ash, molten ash can cause fire. These are all natural things that take place. But just like negative things occur to us also, we don't pray for negative things. We always pray for positive things to happen. But why do the negative things also happen? It tells us we don't have much control of our lives that we, like we think we do. If we submit our life to Krishna, then calamities may come, but as long as we are surrendered, then even the way in which things pan out or occur in the end would be under his control, and we will just be like pawns or like puppets under his control, serving him and allowing whatever his will is to take place. And that is the safest situation to be in as a devotee. Hmm? Constantly remember the Lord, constantly chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You get up in the morning and your aim is be to clean yourself and start chanting the holy name. Clean yourself outside, by bath, externally. Internally clean yourself by thinking about the holy name through the chanting. And that starts the day right. Mm-hmm. So that's the way. This fire that Srila Prabhupada is talking about, if it starts in the forest, it's difficult, to be extinguished by human beings. But by the mercy of the Lord, sends clouds to pour water, rain on the forest, then that can be controlled. And some of the living entities, a good many of them, especially ones that can't get away so easily, they get perished in the fire. And that's the way material life is. Things happen, birth, death, old age, disease, and even sometimes death through the fire can happen in the forest. So, Srila Prabhupada says, undesirable happenings in life can't be checked by any number of plans. Such miseries can be removed only by the mercy of the Lord. So, when people see themselves in a situation that's undesirable, the prayer should be to plead for the mercy of the Lord. Not the mercy of the Lord to turn things a certain way that we want, but the mercy of the Lord to turn things based on His will. So even when we're in situations that materially we see are undesirable, still we should ask for the will of the Lord to be prevalent. This is the mindset of a surrendered person. Thy will be done, as it says in the prayer, in the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, thy will be done. The Lord is already very loving and is already very merciful. So if he's going to execute his will, it will be by, or it will be in such a way that his mercy and his love will come through. That's one thing we need to understand. His mercy and his love will come through. Therefore, whatever the undesirable thing is, if we ask that his will be done, then he will do it in such a way that we'll be most pleased. And not only that, we couldn't have figured out ourselves how the mercy of the Lord would come through. If we tried to do it on our own, with our own plans, as my grandma sometimes said in the whole lecture, is it our plan or Krishna's plan? We always have to remember Krishna's plan is superior because he's a source of intelligence and he has control of everything spiritual and material. Everything comes from him. He says the wise rely on him because they know that he's a source of everything. So if the source of everything, and he's loving, and he, since he's loving, he does not push himself on anyone. If we want to do things to material energy by ourselves, yes, you can do. But the smart and the pure devotee, the intelligent person, relies on the Lord. And so even when we're starting our day at work, for those who, people that work, some of us are retired, those who work, you start your day by saying, dear Lord, not only thy will be done, but everything that I do at work, let it be according to your will. Let things happen according to your will. It's a very, very, very powerful prayer because in the beginning of a day, you've already surrendered the whole day to the Lord. Next day, do the same thing. And that way, then calamities are coming. Even if they come, you stay confident in the mercy of the Lord, and the confidence is what generates what's called in the Bhagavad Gita being equipoised. Being equipoised in the face of impending calamities. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 48, Yogastha Kuru Karmani Sangam Tyanga Dananjaya Siddhya Siddhya Samobhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchete. Krishna is telling Arjuna, perform your duty. Equipoised. Oh Arjuna, you abandon all attachments, success and failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. Krishna says that Arjuna should act in yoga. And the yoga is to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme by controlling the senses, the ever-disturbing senses. Who is the Supreme? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. So when we do our activities, sometimes at work some people say, "What? But I'm supposed to perform such activities and these are the results that are expected." That may be. But when we give our hearts and minds to the Lord, even at work, we will go on clicking, if we use a computer, what we're supposed to click, whatever we're supposed to use materially, we can go on. But once we are confident, because we've prayed that, dear Krishna, please control everything that happens today, even when some mistake or calamity occurs, it would be ended in such a way, in such a very, 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 very wonderful and nice way that we couldn't have figured out ourselves. And this is something you can put to the test. You can try yourself to do it. Rather than just go through the day and start working right off. Like, oh, I know what I do, everything. Start this way, do this. No, start your day by saying, let your will be what is prevalent today. I submit everything, myself, to you. After all, there is the prayer, Manasa Deho Geho, my mind, my house, everything of mine, my body, I surrender to you. Dr. Nutakura sang that song. So when we surrender ourselves to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, life becomes a lot more tolerable and a lot easier on us and on our minds. And Maharaj Yudhishthira, he is a king, true enough. And so the concern of his citizens is important to him. But he's also always thinking of the Lord. And so when he saw undesirables happening, he connects, he begins to connect it with something about Krishna, which he'll find out later on, because the next text will talk about those. So in Bhagavad Gita chapter 12, text 13 and 14, Srila Prabhupada speaks in the purport that a pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances. Nor is he envious of anyone. So these are the qualities that we have to develop. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances. I remember one time there were some devotees from Philadelphia that came to Harrisburg, and very nice program, and there was a devotee who had a van that drove them, so they carpooled, in a sense, they all took a van. They had their own cars, but they came in that particular van. Came to Harrisburg and broke down in Harrisburg. And the program is over in the evening. And they gotta get to Philadelphia. And the vehicle to take them is broken down. So what to do? A person in the motor passing will be very, very disturbed by the situation like that. If you saw some of the senior devotees, they took the time. They were very calm even in that situation. And arrangement was made. Krishna already knows. He knows past, present, and the future. So the temple van was there. And there was one more car that came from Philadelphia. And between the two vehicles, it was arranged. And, you know, the driver of the van that broke down got into this van and everything that they brought was fitted nicely between the two vehicles, and they made it back to Philadelphia. The next morning, the devotee brought the van back, and his car was in Harrisburg, and it turned out that the problem too was very, very slight, and he didn't have to pay much anyway to get it repaired. But when you know, situations will happen, even when we're serving the Lord. Don't ever think, oh, okay, well, I'm doing things in devotional service, so why has this gone wrong? We came, after all, to join Niketan, and it was wonderful, but still, something went wrong. We always should be reliant on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His plans, even when we don't understand, we don't have to bother. We just have to be confident in the will of the Lord. And the confidence comes because since he loves us, he doesn't push anything on us. We have to pray to always be submitted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and let his plans come through. So, a devotee does not become his enemy's enemy. The devotee does not tolerate enmity at all in his life. Everybody who is even acting negatively has the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, in their hearts also. The soul is there, and the super soul is there. How we react to the person very much says, it's an indication of what our mindset is. If we act negatively towards that person, because they've acted negatively towards us, that's vengeance. That's wrong. The person may have acted negatively towards us, but two wrongs, if we act negatively towards him, it's also wrong. And two wrongs never make a right. So that's why tolerance is important. Trinada Pishini Tiena, Tarodi Vasa Hishina, Amani Namana Dena, Ketaniya Sadahari. If we want to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly and let it flow out of our lips, then the kind of person that we should be should be very, very important to us. We should be humble and tolerant. And humility is a whole class by itself, and so is tolerance. But when we do things to slight or to be negative to someone else, it comes on us. Because one, our mindset is what? Polluted. We're thinking negatively. So our mindset is polluted. And a polluted mindset also pollutes the body, the physical body. Especially when you get older, the more negative you think, the more sick you become. Very, very obvious then, because the body is weaker when in the old age. And so it is important that things that are negative are not tolerated for too long, see them for what it is, but there should be the confidence in the Lord and or prayer to the Lord to protect us. And the best protection is let your will be done, as we said earlier. So, a devotee does not become his enemy's enemy. What does he do? You can think, this person is acting like my enemy due to my own past misdeeds. So it is better to suffer than protest. Now, sometimes people will say, oh, why should you think it's my past misdeeds? Well, you know, we've been in the world for so many lifetimes. So yes, we have some misdeeds that are there from previous life. And we know that there's karma or there's reaction to it. Now, devotees are not based, their lives are not based on karma necessarily. But it's an act of humility on the part of the devotee to think that way. In one I think it was morning walk, Srila Prabhupada, there were some devotees, his disciples were with them, and there were others who were not his disciples, who were, you know, just as up there in age as he was. And there was one particular person that challenged Srila Prabhupada in so many ways. Trying to make Srila Prabhupada uncomfortable. And he made a comment later on, maybe I must have done something to him in his past life for him to come at me like that. So, a devotee is thinking, this person is acting as my enemy. Now, I shouldn't be an enemy to that person. Due to my past misdeeds, so it's better to try to manage the situation than to hit back. So, whenever the devotee is in distress, they fall into difficulty, we should think that it is the Lord's mercy upon him, you know, him the devotee. Thinking that, well, my past misdeeds, maybe I should suffer far greater than I'm suffering now. So it is by the mercy of the Lord that I'm not getting all the punishment that's due to me. I'm getting a token punishment by the mercy of the personality of Godhead. And in fact, that is the case. If the Lord, sometimes it brings mind to mind, sometimes people say, oh, I would like to know what my past life was like. And there are people who went to, you know, the Bhrigu Muni school, Bhrigu is a demigod, and you can study in some schools and be able to get to that point where you have the ability to contact Bhrigu Muni and find out one's previous life. The only one thing you need to be aware of is, if you had a previous life and you've come back to the material world and didn't go back to the spiritual world, then the chances are very high that there were some things that you may have done that's negative. So if you want to know about a previous life and you come back to conditioned soul, another pure devotee, chances are that some of the things that you will hear aren't things that you're going to like, but you did it in the previous life. So what's the point of going to find out about a previous life if that's going to be a situation that's going to make you regretful or even find out how much negativity yourself must have involved yourself in the previous life. So, for one, I'm not crazy about the previous life, although I know something about it. And so if I know something about it, that also means that I know some negativity about it. It is the situation for a devotee. We always have to look forward to the future and also act in the present. Learn from the past. Take the instructions of Guru and Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam very seriously and live that way. Remaining calm, quiet, patient, despite many distressful conditions. Of course, our emotions are there. But even if our emotions kick in because of distressful situations, we should beg for what? The mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord. That is what's very, very important. So, a saintly person, this is what a devotee is trying to be, a saintly person, has qualities that what we talked about. One of them is akrita doha, droha. Even if someone is offensive towards a devotee should not become offensive in return. As we said, two wrongs don't make a right. So, when a person is offensive towards the devotee should feel sorry for that person because that person is actually doing what? Piling up negativity which they'll have to suffer for later on. And so, even spiritual masters, situations that come up that are, the spiritual masters are very, very merciful in that sometimes even situations that they could have dealt with, they would dealt with one way, they would deal with it in a different way to make sure that the devotee doesn't get himself into more trouble. Now, I'll give an example of that. That would be our last example. Srila Prabhupada was being massaged by one of his disciples. And as this was going on, another disciple came into the room, offered his obeisance, and talked to Srila Prabhupada about his situation with his marriage, which is Grihastha. He was uncomfortable with his wife and there's so many situations that had happened that he didn't like. And so he had decided to end the marriage, quit the marriage. Now, he had come to tell Srila Prabhupada that. Now, when devotees get married, and I've heard this so many times in marriage ceremony, they say that we will help, the spouse will help each other, the other spouse in their Krishna consciousness and there will never be separation. In fact, they do speak that, they say that. So this devotee that was massaging Srila Prabhupada was aware of that. Yet, when this other devotee came and talked about wanting to divorce his wife, basically telling Srila Prabhupada like he wanted some sort of response from Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada knows the devotee should not go through divorce. This is the way it is. So, he said, all right, that's what you want to do. Then the devotee left. The devotee that was massaging Srila Prabhupada heard Srila Prabhupada say that. He went on and did the massaging and he waited another time. When he had the opportunity to massage Srila Prabhupada again, then he brought it up. Said Srila Prabhupada, according to what we've been taught, devotees should not go, do a divorce, but this person came to you and said that his wife was giving him trouble and he was going to divorce him. And if my memory serves me right, it was like you were agreeing to the divorce. Then Srila Prabhupada explained that, yes, he said that way to that particular devotee, because the devotee really had made up his mind he was going to do it anyway. Now, then Srila Prabhupada explained to this guy that was massaging me, that if I, Srila Prabhupada, had quoted what is the right thing according to the scriptural injunctions, what a devotee is supposed to do, and concluded that he should not divorce his wife, he would have gone on to divorce his wife anyway because he had planned to do it. And now, it would be a situation where the scriptural injunction has been violated, and now Srila Prabhupada says don't, and he's done it. So then on top of that, he's also disobeyed the order of the spiritual master. That would be another one on top of it. So that would be two then, divorce and disobedience of the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada, knowing this guy's mind, decided to kick off the disobedience of the spiritual master, that part off. And that's why he explained, that's why I said yes, not because I wanted him to get a divorce. He had decided to get a divorce himself anyway. He was just coming to tell me. He was not coming to ask permission. But if I had opposed it, then he would have gotten a divorce, and this time it would be counted up. The divorce is wrong, and disobedience of the spiritual master is also the third offense Disobeying the spiritual master, the third offense of the 10 offenses. So then spiritual master, Sri Prabhupada, gave him mercy that way by taking him away from the other offense that would be added on top of what he was getting ready to do. So spiritual masters are very, 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 very important for us, and how they ask. That's why sometimes they say some things, and then another time they tend to say another thing that is in opposition of what they said at first, but it's always a circumstance. It's a circumstance to help the devotee to understand the scriptures better, to understand the devotee life better, and how to grow better in devotional, arena or the devotional community. So a spiritual master is like a spiritual doctor, and takes us through situations based on our sickness and prescribes. And you know, doctors don't prescribe the same thing for everything. You have a stomachache? Sure. Take Tylenol. My head is bothering me? Sure, take Tylenol. I have a situation where I'm constipated. Take Tylenol. But we didn't Tylenol for everything? Of course not. Spiritual doctor. So a spiritual master is like a spiritual doctor. So that way he prescribes based on what the situation is. Therefore, we should always be mindful of what the spiritual master says and be mindful of what Krishna has said. And always think about Krishna and connect with him, just like Maharaj Yudhisthira was beginning to feel some things were negative and getting ready to happen. He knew he had to put his mind even more on Krishna. And so should we when situations like that happen. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. So he was working two jobs to save money so that he can join a golf club 10 years later than he is 75, so it's 85. And he wasn't considering the fact that when you play golf, not only do you hit a ball high and far away, but then you also have to walk to where the ball is. And when you're 85, walking is not so easy. You didn't put all of that. Yeah, even having the energy to do it. Yes, sometimes the prestige of, because, there's some things, and sometimes business even takes place there, they talk business, golfers. But 85, my goodness, 75, my goodness, it's all up there in age. Anyway. Sometimes, but very good point you brought up. What about his physical body? As, Vatidya Maharaj, they quoted, that when people are young, he was even working hard when he was older. Two jobs. But when they're young, we spend our health on our wealth, to make wealth. Health on our wealth. And then when we get older, whatever we save, our wealth, now we spend it on our health because the body's breaking down. So now we have to spend more on the medical side to try to keep our bodies going. So many people say, we're in the United States, I'm in this part of the United States. As soon as I retire, with all the money that I've saved, I will go to Florida. It's nice and warm over there. I'll get a house over there. It's nice. And a nice car, sports car, open top, and I can just enjoy myself. And then the time comes, one thing they didn't figure out, old age. The time comes, they have the money. They try to enjoy themselves, but the physical body wouldn't let them because they're old. And they wind up going to the hospital. And most of the hospitals you go, you find older people out there. They most of the time, they outnumber the younger people, right? Because the body is the way it is. It's getting older. So no, the material world won't give us the happiness we want. And the plan, whether we want to play golf or whatever thing, still doesn't come out the way that we want it to. The only way is to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead so we can go to the place where we don't need to get old. We don't need to be sick. This is the spiritual world. Then the real happiness in serving lovingly the Supreme Personality of Godhead will happen. And the Lord will also reciprocate with us in love. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji, for the comment. It's interesting. Yeah. Very, very, very important, the role of a spiritual master. That's why a spiritual master is not an ordinary human being. He's connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Lord's representative. And so what we need in order to make it successful life, spiritual life in the material world, that is all through the mercy of a spiritual master. We get taught by him. We get guided by him. And we get released also when he plays the role of the defense attorney for us when the time comes to leaving the body. Plead to the Lord, please allow this person back to the spiritual world. What do we have to do? We have to put in the effort to serve. We have to be greedy to serve. We have to get an take the opportunities that come up or even create some just for service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that way, Krishna will be happy with us, Guru will be happy with us, and the Guru's job becomes easier because Krishna is already happy with us. And then we have a very, very, very good chance to leave the material world forever. Krishna says, that abode of mine, when you go there, you don't return to the material world. So we leave the material world forever. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, that is so true. Now, as you were speaking, a couple of things also came to mind. I saw a video of Srila Prabhupada. He was out on, sitting down in the lawn, in the area when devotees were around him. And he was trying to preach. And in that area, the birds were chirping. That wasn't much of a disturbance. But not far from there, I couldn't see the building. I could only see the camera. I focused on Srila Prabhupada and the disciples only. But clearly there had to be a building nearby. And there was some martial arts classes going on. And there was a lot of shouting. Sometimes we know martial arts, when they make a particular sign there or make a particular move, then they scream the move. And this is the whole class. And they were all screaming at the same time. And so this clearly was disturbing the audio part of Srila Prabhupada's lecture. And Srila Prabhupada went on and went on and went on for a while, and there was disturbance. Then after a while, he stopped, and I saw the video, he looked in the direction where the sound was coming from. Abhajanti mamudha manusim chanduha sita ikodata. Say, these are mudhas. They think they are benefiting greatly from it, but what is going for their soul? Nothing. Nothing. So everybody's kind of smiling, some of them were laughing a little bit. He says, you're not going to gain anything from that. Not for your soul. Not for your soul. Srila Prabhupada is also, the second point, just made a comment about those who had worked hard in the gym to develop and then eating all kinds of foods to bulk up until they look very, very strong. And then they compete in this Mr. whatever, universe or whatever the competitions are. So Papa says, so some people make their body so strong as if they're not going to die. You read that point. So whatever it is that we do for the material world, in this material world, only the minimum is needed to keep the body and soul together. Health is important, but outdoing things or trying to have sense gratification, in the end, we will not benefit from it. It's only to get out of the suffering condition, we only have to take the Krishna consciousness. And what Guru and Krishna tell us to do, we do, then that is the smartest thing to do, and that is the safest thing to do for our souls. Hare Krishna. In order to get rid of the tendency to choose some of the instructions and ignore some of the instructions given by the spiritual master, which is the point you're making here, we have to remember the spiritual master's position. That is great help to us in speaking to the mind about what to do. The right thing to do, of course, is not to ignore some of the instructions. You take all the instructions of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. So again, we speak to the mind and say, if Krishna was here telling me himself to do this and that and that, would I ignore some of his instruction? You know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's all knowledgeable. And he says, do it this way. And if we know that when Krishna tells us to do some things, we're going to do all of it, then Krishna's representative is also telling us things from Krishna. And that is what we need to tell the mind. The instructions of our spiritual masters are as good as the instructions from Krishna. And if we obey the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully, then we should also obey the instructions of Guru. So from that, a lot of the things, you know, that devotees face are basically a mental situation. Our own minds are usually ones that disturb us. And minds are always looking. If a mind is an enemy and it starts off being an enemy, unless we get very, very regulated, then we count it more friendly. But it starts as an enemy telling us not to do those things that are helpful for us in our spiritual life. So one of those things too are what the instructions of Guru are, and sometimes, okay, you can take this, not take this. But if they can't get you to disobey totally, then they begin to say, oh, but this one and that one. No. No, 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 no. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, I remember sometime he made a comment. He says, you have to challenge Maya. He says, don't do this, don't do this. Okay, do this other thing. Do this other sense gratification thing. You tell Maya, I've already tried it. I tried it before and it didn't help me. What else you got? Do this, do this. No, I've tried it. Shastra, you've seen so many things that people have done it and they didn't get anywhere with it. So it's not going to be good for me. Like that. Debate with the idea that only what Guru and Krishna tell me are what's important, and what Maya tells me I'm going to fight until I get it out of my mind. And that is the process of purification. So if we remember that the instructions from Guru are instructions from Krishna's representative, and that's as good as instructions from Krishna, then hopefully by the Guru's, by the devotee's own connection with Krishna, at the very least, in reverence and awe of Krishna, we wouldn't want to disobey Krishna. If we want to disobey, don't want to disobey Krishna, then of course, we wouldn't disobey Guru, as long as we remember that the instructions are coming from not Guru, but Krishna's representative. That's the point I want to make. Krishna's representative. That's who Guru is. Hare Krishna. Jai. Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Lord Shiva Prabhupada.